is TJ Riggins Overtime.
I've never eaten at a Wingstop, but I hear that they're pretty good. Mm-hmm. Now, you wouldn't want to get yourself banned from all the Wingstops in your town if you really liked it, like this guy did. He's been banned from all the Wingstops in Indianapolis. And you know, honor. They're incredible. So strict. What, you know what you have to do to get banned?
What?
The only thing he did was, he got into a shootout with their employees.
What?
But, and how do the employees have guns?
Good point.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm thinking those must be some valuable wings and thighs if they're having to protect them with the staff being armed.
Everybody's armed.
And they banned that poor guy. He could have just been returning fire. Who knows?
This is TJ Riggins Overtime. This is TJ Riggins Overtime.
You know, when we look back on history, when we look through the annals of history, mm-hmm. I think we're going to determine that society started to crumble when people decided that eating chicken on the bone was just too much for them. Yeah. I really do. I think, I don't know what it says yet. I think we're going to have a few years ahead of us before we figure out what that is. But it's not just women. It's not just children. It's men, right. Women, and children. Mm-hmm. Some people are just uncomfortable eating chicken on the bone.
Yeah. That happened about the same time when people decided that handling raw meat was too much for them in the kitchen. Like somebody has to come in and put the turkey into the roasting pan before I can do any, I can't touch it.
Yeah.
Or somebody else has to make the burgers into patties because I can't touch raw meat.
I've seen people take the chicken breast package and just stick a fork in one of the chicken breasts and kind of throw it into the pan. Mm-hmm. No seasoning, anything. I mean, it's just people are, so whatever that is, it's clearly something that's happened in our society. People don't want to eat chicken on the bone anymore. So KFC knows this. They are launching their new fast food restaurant. It's called Saucy, featuring only chicken tenders, rolls, and fries and sodas, much like the Raising Cane's franchise. Mm-hmm. So people are not comfortable eating chicken on the bone. It's a sad, sad thing. It's a sad state of affairs.
I don't think there are enough of those people to harm any of the rest of us or change society in a huge way, Riggins, where we'll never get chicken on the bone again.
You don't think?
No. No, I think there are a lot of bone-in people. It's still the vast majority. Now, those people who can't eat chicken on the bone, I mean, they're going to be in their own little communities and they'll be in padded rooms and there'll be orderlies around all the time so they don't harm themselves.
Yeah, that's good.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, the insane.
Yeah. It's for the betterment of society though.
Yeah.
Just put you all in a group, like on an island somewhere.
Every day the cafeteria will put out boneless whatever.
Yeah. We'll put you in Portland. How about that? Like up in the tip of the country.
Perfect.
You get your own space and like you could just take over.
Yeah.
That'd be sick.
Absolutely perfect.
Chicken tendies for everybody.
Like little communes.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime. Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
Well, I'm glad we're getting to the bottom of this. What does it mean when you and your significant other, your wife or husband or life partner, whatever we're calling them, go to bed at different times? What does it mean when you and your partner go to bed at different times? Honestly, nothing, says Jackie Hunter, a family therapist. It's more than just going to bed at the same time. It's what you do before bed and how you find quality time that matters. Right. A good sober response to that stupid question.
I mean, come on.
What does it mean? Is there a possibility that this marriage is on the rocks?
Because one of you has to get up a lot earlier than the other one because you have different jobs or whatever.
Yeah.
And the fact that there had to be a mental health professional say that is just another sad state.
They're like, you want a call to ask about what? What does it mean? What does it mean? We need to know.
Nothing.
Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage. Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
Mr. Riggins.
Yes.
This guy that videos himself every day saying something that he's thankful for, is does he have a big following? Has he turned his social medias into a pretty big following by doing that?
I think he's got 500,000 followers.
I think that's a great idea. So every day he comes on and makes a video about today I'm thankful for whatever.
Yep.
And this is just an example of the kind of stuff that he does.
Today I'm grateful for scented soaps. They bring joy and whimsy to the mundane act of washing.
So he's got all these scented hand soaps is what they are. That, you know, they come out already foamy.
Yeah.
In your hand.
Yeah. He's trying to, it brings whimsy.
Yeah. Yeah. Whimsy. Anything that brings whimsy, you got to love.
Yeah. I think when people meet you a lot of the time, they're like, that guy, not only was he funny and smart, he was whimsy.
Yeah. You think they really do? Because, I mean, that's such a compliment to me because that's what I'm going for. Mr. Whimsy.
I think I have heard, you never want to hear your boyfriend or husband described as whimsical.
Right.
Which makes sense.
Yeah. I always picture Martin Short characters to be whimsical.
Yeah, he's a whimsical person. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Martin Short.
And you know what? This is so simple what this guy's doing.
Yeah.
And I get it because there's a certain skint of hand soap that my wife gets at this one place in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. She goes up there once a year with her friends and they Christmas shop or whatever. And she gets a big one that lasts me the whole year. And it smells like honey and almonds,
I
think is what it is. And it doesn't smell all girly or anything, but it's just such a pleasant skint. I love it.
Really?
And so when he said scented soaps, I knew exactly what he was talking about.
You have one.
But you can get some of those that stick with you. You could wash your hands of some of that stuff, and it smells so perfumey and like old lady-ish that you could go straight from there and outside and pick up fresh cow manure and you'd still be smelling that perfume on your hands.
Yeah.
It cut right through it.
I have a rule of thumb when it comes to picking out soaps, deodorants, anything that's scented, nothing. I don't want the scent to include the word Hawaiian in it because it's always like great. I'm like, this is what Hawaii smells like. It's awful.
The floweriest. It smells like a lake.
Yes.
Welcome to the new TJ Riggins Overtime. This is TJ Riggins Overtime.
Okay, my name is TJ, and I'm about to tell you what types of videos I am so into now on the social medias. Because we go through those phases where, you know, Riggins, at one time you were all into the tribe people try, where foreigners eating American food and stuff like that. Mine right now, and I think it has been for a while, is porch pirate bait boxes.
Oh yeah.
I love that when they put the box out there and the porch pirate comes up to steal it and it blows up and it sends disgusting stuff all over their faces and
it's
everything.
Great. And it's a perfect time of the year for these, that kind of content. Mm-hmm.
But you know, they got that from me. 'Cause years ago I said, that's what they need to be doing. Except I said, fill the box with poop.
Yeah.
And that's what would fly all over them.
Yeah, or hit them with a missile, I believe, was one of the suggestions.
Yeah, that was another one. If they got out of the yard, that's how you could do it.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime. You can watch TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the homepage, TJRiggins.com.
So this is pretty serious, but I wanted to share it with you because I thought it was important, especially around this time of the year, the holiday season, the Christmas season. We got this DM, and I won't reveal the person's name, somebody in our radio family. You guys and gal have been bringing me joy in a really tough time in my life. What started as a simple upper GI scope for my dad, who's 66 last Monday, turned into finding out he has stage 4 esophageal cancer with about 12 to 18 months to live, and an immediate trip to the hospital where he suffered a heart attack after having a stent put into his esophagus. We have worked together for the majority of my life started working for him when I was 12, minus the 7-year hiatus when I left the state for a while. It's been an incredibly difficult week, and you all bring me a smile in a not so smile filled time of my life. Thank you. Whoa. I just thought that was powerful.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like
that. And you know, I always say that if whatever we do, our little contribution to the world, makes somebody stop their what's going on in their lives, whether it's just busy stuff or whether it's sadness, and laugh for a second,
sure,
they can use as an escape, then that's pretty cool.
100%.
Man.
Yeah, we don't think about all the experiences people are going through, the highs and lows. You know, the show, you know, might be your birthday, or you might be having a really tough time like this guy is.
Mm-hmm.
But the show is there for a lot of people going through a variety of different things.
Yeah. And so, we all have those things, you know, things that we use as an escape. I watch crime shows.
Yeah.
Crime documentary.
Murder.
Yeah. They're watching murder.
So, yeah, I just thought that was a super nice message, and, it is appreciated very much.
Yeah, and we'll be praying for you.
Absolutely.
And your family.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime. You can watch TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the homepage, tjriggins.com.
A lot of people very upset. There was news out this week that Costco is considering changing from Pepsi products to Coke products in their food court.
Oh.
And you would have thought that World War III had just been announced. I mean, it's only for people using the fountains in the food court. So you'd have to be dining at the Costco food court a lot to get that upset.
A lot of people do go in there and get those cheap hot dogs. That's what they do.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard all the stuff there's great.
Yeah, I've heard it's good, but...
But why would you get so mad?
Is it? I mean, the reaction. I mean, you would have thought like their parents just broke up or their dog died. I mean, it's like this can't happen. So I don't know. Maybe just bring or go buy a Coke in the store. I'm sure you can just buy a 20 ouncer in a Costco.
This is people are just always on the edge about something. Oh, yeah. Just ready to go off.
Yeah, you got to put the phone down every once in a while.
Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.